So, once again, we take our seat upon the earth, completely supported unconditionally. Just feel the weight, the solidity within the body, that earth element. The flow of sensations. The water element. However the energy is within the body, all part of the fire element, warmth. And the air, the uplift, the expansion, the space and movement created with each breath. Remembering intentions for this day and our general intentions to open with a friendly awareness when we practice. And in this heart practice, we'll be offering some gratitude, appreciation, thanks for our lives, for this earth, and even beyond. So here, from Charles Darwin, the concluding paragraph of Origin of the Species. There is grandeur in this view of life, with its several powers, having been originally breathed into a few forms or into one, and that whilst this planet has gone cycling on according to the fixed law of gravity, from so simple a beginning, endless forms, most beautiful and most wonderful, have been and are being evolved. There's an invitation for reverence of this life, this earth. And so another little reading here. And the poem's called Bored. I'm bored. It should not be so. It is sinful to be idle day long when Saturday coffee has roused my neighbors to a garrulous cleanup party, when soaring vaulted heaven reverberates, electric blue, and frenzied swifts whistle and swerve round old brick chimneys, when dandelions spring fresh, feisty green and gilded all along the shining tracks, and royal magnolias bless the street with luminous confetti, when giggling children chase maverick kites squealing at the endless pranks of the unseen trickster, when motley laundry flaps noisily in a bright parade of banners. It should not be so, as I am bored. All in the attention. And so feeling body, support of earth, and offering thanks to this earth, an inner bow, or if you care to, a little actual bow. Earth, thank you, as we feel that support. And we might have a sense of looking upwards to the sky. A sense of that larger cosmos. Feeling the air. Thank you, sky. Thank you, air. Thank you, wind. And water. Water within, water without. Without which there's no life. Feeling the water element within. Thank you, water. And feeling the warmth within and without our bodies, knowing it comes from the sun, fire element, thank you, sun, thank you for warmth, for light. The reflection on the moon. And feeling body sitting. And aware of the many plants opening to tree. Thank you, trees. Aware of all of the smaller plants and shrubs. Thank you, thank you. And the flowers. Spring flowers, the world's a bloom. Thank you, thank you. And thank you, people. Our friends, our family, everyone here, ourselves, this earth body, this precious human birth, and the community of humans. Thank you, people. And remembering all the other dear animals populating this planet. The skunks, the raccoons, the opossum, the rabbits, the chipmunks, the squirrels, the deer, the wolf, coyote, bear, the dogs and cats. The birds in spring, the fish, the whales, the dolphins, and all the insects, the pollinators, and the diggers of the soil, the earthworm. And as you continue to practice staying grounded in the body, offering in your own way thanks. Thanks to this earth, the human, the non-human, the plants, the animals, the elements, the rocks. Determining not to miss the life that we're in, even as it's passing, as everything changes. Can you even thank objects? For they too are earth. Everything comes from the earth, is earth. And objects connect us with human ingenuity over millennia. A.R. Ammons wrote in his poem, Eyesight, "It was May before my attention came to spring, and my word," I said to the southern slopes, "I've missed it. It came and went before I got right to see." "Don't worry," said the mountain, "try the later northern slopes, or if you can climb, climb into spring." But, said the mountain, it's not that way with all things. Some that go are gone. And letting your sense of being grateful and thanking rest, and just feel body sitting, and again that unconditional support, earth and air. And we'll finish off this practice with a quote and part of Carl Sagan's essay on the pale blue dot. But first the quote, John Denver, who wrote, "The future of life on Earth depends on our ability to see the sacred where others see only the common." And we've been practicing that. And then Carl Sagan, he wrote about, you know, the image of the Earth from space that was taken a number of years ago, and the sense of it as a pale blue dot, and how heart-opening that image has been for us. He writes, "Look again at that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The Earth is the only world known so far to harbor life. There is nowhere else, at least in the near future, to which our species could migrate. Visit, yes, Seattle. Not yet. Like it or not. Like, visit, yes, settle, not yet, pardon me, visit, yes, settle, not yet, like it or not, for the moment, the Earth is where we make our stand. This underscores our responsibility to deal more kindly with one another and to preserve and cherish the pale blue dot, the only home we've ever known."